Okay, today's daf is Temura daf Lamed Daled, and we will not be spending any time today on Temura daf Lamed Daled on a base, but it's all Amud Aleph today, so I'm home free, Bezrat Hashem, and we are on Lamed Gimel on a base. We'll start with the Mishnah again, and pick up with Temura, five or six Mesechtas, Baruch Hashem, as we continue our trek in Seder Kodshim. So we go into Temura. Ve'elu hein ha'nikbarin. Start with the Mishnah again. The Mishnah lists off all the items that have to be buried and all the items that have to be burned in halacha. What is this doing here? Because there's various kachim we spoke about in this Masechta, Vlados kachim and other types of kachim, the chatos shemesu ba'aleha, that have to different types of psulim. So this is a fitting end to relating to those issues. So, the following items have to be buried. Why do they have to be buried? As we said yesterday from Rashi, they are asur bahana'a. Since they are asur bahana'a, it is a good idea to bury, it's a good idea, even possibly on a daraisa level, to bury them, because there's a chashash that you might be involved and get benefit from them. Tosfos says, even if before we see this, Tosfos says in Masechet Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Beis, 2 points. Number one, when it says bury, it has to be really buried, not just underneath the ground where somebody could find it, because that's the whole purpose of this burial. The whole purpose of the burial is preventative. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos there, v'nireh shetzorach lekavran ma'at ba'omek, pein yabo lechateit achareihem. Ula'achar, shenas, right, that's number one. And also number two, Tosfos says, these items aren't normally buried. And that's why we're not worried. If somebody even finds them, that they're going to come use them. Ein derech likbar basar v'seyar muchach amilsa. But wheat, chitim, it's what it talks about, that's what it's talking about there in Avodah Zarah, ink for us and muchachas, because maybe a ganav stole it and is leaving it there. So Tosfos says 2 points. Number one, these items aren't normally buried. And number two, one has to bury them a little deeper than one buries other items, which one is guarding. The Gemara says in Masechet Bamitzia, ain shmira ela bakarka. Right, the ultimate in shmira is in the ground, because that's so you see things, people put things in the ground, but
you need to put a
siman. You have to put a siman. If it's all the way down, I don't think so. By kfaris, we're mitzayin, but that's going to be on the list a little bit. But we'll see. Okay, Ve'elu, what is on this list? So kachim shehi pila yikavu. So kachim that miscarried, then they have to be buried. That vlad. Hapila shilya tikaver. Shilya, an afterbirth. We assume there's a shilya below vlad, and therefore also it has to be buried. V'shar haniskal. Ashar HaNiskal must be buried. Remember, there is a machlokas Rishonim between Rabbi Natan and the other Rishonim, whether Ashar HaNiskal is Asur Bahana'a, even Mechaim, or only La'achar Misa. But in any case, we're talking about here La'achar Misa. So La'achar Misa, everybody agrees, right? The Pasuk says, Naki Minachasav, is Nisar Ana'a, and therefore, one has to bury it. The Egla Arufa, where we break the neck of the Egla in the Nachal Esan, that is also Asr Bahana'a, Vitzipare Mitzora, and the birds of the Mitzora that took place, the process of being Mitzar a Mitzora. Again, each one of these is a separate Mitzvah Aseh Daraisa, which we discussed a number of these already in Mitzvah Shir, not Egla Rufa, but Shara Niskal, Tzipare Mitzora, Seyar Nazir. Seyar Nazir, the hair of a Nazir, which, if you look in the Torah, it says that he's supposed to throw it under the dud of the shlamim. So what does it mean here? It's on the list of nikbarin. So we'll have to see. The hair of the nazir. The nazir, as we know, gets a haircut at the end of his nazirus before he can then partake of everything that he has withheld himself from over the past couple of weeks. Upeter chamor. And peter chamor, a firstborn donkey, if one does the mitzvah zaseh of switching the status onto a seh, then fine. That is what that's what we suggest to do. Right, the Mishnah says, we had it back in Meseches Bechoros, that Mitzvahs Pediyah Kodim Mitzvahs Arifa, the end of the first parak. But otherwise, if one does not do that, then one has to break the neck of the Petah Chamor, and one has to bury it as Asur Banov. You remember the Netziv, we mentioned this when we did this then, the Netziv in the end of Bishalach, in the Hemek Davar, says that what do we have to break the neck for? Because this donkey has potential for something great. Has potential for the seh and the zikaron of all the messages and the symbolisms of the Petah Chamor, and it didn't do it. So if something doesn't fulfill the potential, says the Netziv, it's better off not doing anything. Better off dead, in his Lashon. That's Petah Chamor. U'basar b'chalav, continuing, basar b'chalav, which is Also, aser behanah, aser b'achila, aser b'anah, and aser to cook, basa b'chala, that also has to be buried. If you remember, also we've mentioned in the past, just throwing out what we're not going to talk about so much today, the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla'a in Maseches Krisus, which Be'ez Hashem we'll get to in a couple of weeks, in a week and a half, and that is the Rambam tells us that the Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav is a different type of Isser Hana'a than other Isurei Hana'a. If you look at all the other cases, Sharaniska, Legla, Rufa, so those are all Asar B'achila, but they're all also Asar B'ana'a as two separate entities. There's an Isser Achila and there's an Isser Hana'a. By Basar B'chalav, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that its Isser Hana'a flows from its Isser Achila. It's just an expanded Isser Achila. After all, it does not say in the Torah, don't eat it, or not even get benefit from it. It just says doesn't cook it. So it's all based on drushes. So we say the Isra Hanah and the Isra Achila are connected by Basa B'chalav, and therefore the Isra Hanah, Basa B'chalav, wouldn't even be considered an Isra Mosif. If it becomes Asr B'hanah, if you have Nevela that you cook B'chalav, so even though Nevela is only Asr B'achila, and now it becomes Asr B'hanah, that would not be called an Isra Mosif, because the Isra Hanah of Basa B'chalav flows from its Isra Achila, is not an independent entity. So hopefully we'll have to see that inside the Rambam of the Pirush Mishnah is in Maseches Krisus relating to the Isser Hana of Basa B'chalav, which is discussed here. So that's why today it's worse, right? It's worse to cook kosher meat B'chalav than to cook non-kosher meat B'chalav.
If there is a case of a tarobis, that's Aser.
If there's a tarobis, so we'll have to see. Is that Lamaisa? Have you ever heard anybody burying Basa B'chalav as Banazeh? Most of the time we don't do it. Most of the time we just flush it. Most of the time we just get rid of it. But we'll have to see what the Gemara says about this. And we're showing them also. But it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So if that proves anything, there's a reason why not. For chul shishchudu bazara and chulin that was shechted bazara. Also, there is a machlokas elsewhere whether this is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. Chul shishchudu bazara, but either way, it's on the list of nik barin according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no chul shishchudu bazara yisrafu. Chulin that was shechted in the azara must be burned. Why must they be burned? So Rabbi Shimon sounds like in Rashi issa d'rabbanan because mishum demichlafilahu kadshim sheira behup. So they're going to get mixed up with kadshim. Anything that has problems with it in the base of mikdash generally are burned. All of a sudden there's something in the azara and we're going to take it and bury it. That's confusing. What's in the azara? We won't know that it's chulin shenishchutu bazara, and therefore I might come not to burn something related to kadshim, which is a mitzvah seder raisa to burn. And therefore, Rav Shimon says it's in the Azara, so therefore it must be burned. And he adds, "V'chein chaya shishchud b'azara." Even a chaya that was shechted in the Azara, which totally is not, doesn't have kedushas aguf, so that too there is a gzeira on, even though it's not exactly in the parsha. But chaya shishchud b'azara. Sometimes we have expansions in the world of kachem. We discussed a few weeks ago in Yonah Diyoma the isser of saying Besar Zel Pesach before Pesach. We spoke about that Isser from the Gemara. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If I go to the store and I buy some meat before Pesach and I say Besar Zel Pesach, I know that Mishnah Brura in Ilcha Shabbos that there's a key, and whenever I go shopping for Shabbos and Yontif, to say, oh, Lekavit Shabbos, this is Lekavit this. So I say Lepesach, say Lekavit Yontif. Not Lekavit Pesach, because it might be that people might think that you're being makdish kachim b'chutz. But the poskim say, Rashi there says, even if it's something that's not roi to be a Pesach, if it's a chicken, right? Also, maybe not wheat, but it's in the world of animals, still you have this issue. So here too, it applies to chaya as well. We said yesterday, the Yeshiva Mekubetzes has the girsa. What does it mean? Chaya, does it mean a chaya that has kedushas damim, bedek habayis? That's what we said in the Yeshiva Mekubetzes and Oschav Beis. Rashi seems to have a different girsa, but either way, that is the shita. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Those are all the nikbarin. Next, ve'elu hinan esrafin. So, first one on the list, chametz b'pesach yisarif. Chametz on Pesach, or even before Pesach, must be burned. We're going to see in the Gemara that this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, Ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. The Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Pesachim, has the machlokas, where the Chachamim say, Mefar v'zor l'ruach o'mat alayam. You can get rid of chametz in any way to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Mashaikin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. So we make our din paskin like the Chachamim, but we're machmer l'chanchila to go like Rabbi Yehuda, and that is why we all burn our chametz on Erev Pesach to be Mekayim, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns it from Nosar, Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. There is an important Reb Chaim in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah on this Rambam that talks about destroying one's chametz, and another Rambam as well. The Rambam says in the third halacha in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah in Yonah Diyoma Shloshim Yom, Eino Loke Mishum Lo Yirav Lo Yimatzei Ela Imkein Kana Chametz Pesach. Very famous Rambam. The Rambam says, Do I get mafkas for the Israel Bal Yirav Yimatzei? Right, the Israel to eat chametz, to have chametz in my house, and to benefit from chametz and all the related issues. So do I get karis for Bali Rabbi Yimatzah? Do I get malchus? Is it an iser? So the Rambam says no. If I just have chametz in your house and if I have chametz in my house and I don't do anything, I just leave it in my house and I let Pesach come and I don't do bittel and it's in my house and I own it and it's mine. So then I get an avera by Rabbi Yimatzah, but I don't get malchus. You only get malchus if you bought chametz on Pesach. Or I make chametz, or I cause it to become chametz. Kedei sheyaseh b'maisa, only if it's a maisa. Aval hamhaya lo chametz kodem ha-pesach, uba ha-pesach v'lo b'aro. If I have chametz, I just don't do anything about it. Ela hinicho birshuso, I leave it in my house. Af al pi sha'avar al shnei lavin, even though I violate the araisa, bal yirah and bal yimatzeh, eino lokem in ha-Torah, you don't get malchus. Why? Mifnei shelo asa b'maisa. That's the Rambam. We discussed this a couple of days ago. How do you define a lav sheyesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa? The Rambam here says, it depends what you did. Depends what you did. Within the same avera. If you did a maisa, you bought chametz, or you were mechametzit, so then you get malchus. If you didn't, if you just left chametz in your house, so this is a daraisa, but you're not going to get malchus. That is the shita of the Rambam. Two questions are asked on the Rambam. Question number one. Eich loke klal. How do you get malchus at all for Bali Rabbi Yimatzei? Even if you would do a maisa, isn't it a lav shenitak laasei? There's a mitzvah of tashvisu. There are various reasons why you wouldn't get malchus for an avera. If it's a lav shein bo maisa, if it's a lav shenitak laasei, if it's a lav shebeklolus, if it's a lav shenitak laasei, if it's a bezdin. Right, there's four examples where it's not dumya to the lav of muzzling of chasima. That's the source. In Parshas Kisetse. So, any one of those could work by itself to pater malchus. So here, fine, even if you do a maisa, you should get malchus for the maisa element, but it's a lav anita glase. That's the kasha that is asked on the Rambam. Even if you buy chametz on Pesach, you should be pater for malchus. Question one. A second question that is asked has to do with the Tosfos that we have Tosfos that we have here, which we'll see it again later, but you can just look at it for a minute. Tosfos Dibur Maskal HaNisrafin, this is quoting from a Gemara later on Lamadal and Ma'alev. Tosfos says, the Gemara then is going to say that anything that has a mitzvah to be burned, its ashes are mutter to get Hana'ah from. Anything that has a mitzvah to be buried, then its ashes are usher to get benefit from. So Tosfos says, what's the difference? What's the difference? Sarach Iyun Taimamai, the Omer Mori Haram. So the answer that Tosfos gives is the principle of Na'asis Mitzvaso. If I did something that I was supposed to do and now I completed the mitzvah, so then Memela, the mitzvah's finished, so what you have here is no longer Huksala Mitzvaso, Asur Banas, you get benefit from it. So if you have a mitzvah to burn something and you did burn it, you've gone through the act of burning it, so the mail is called Nasas Mitzvaso, so its ashes are mutter. Mashenkin, burying doesn't have that principle. You didn't do anything. Okay, you stuck it in the ground and covered it. But you didn't do a demonstrative act to it, so you don't have the principle of Nasas Mitzvaso by Nikbarin. Okay, so that is Tosfos. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger on the tour, Shakasa of the tour quotes, Shalor Yehuda de Chamis Bethaz Besrefa, Afro Mutter, Kidikal and Esrafin de Efren Mutter, Ulurabban and Asbethaz of Chodavar Afro Asur. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, 1 second, on the tour. The tour says that according to the Rabbanon, Hashbethaz of Chodavar, after you do that, its Afer is still Asur. You know, I get benefit from ashes of Chametz. Asher b'kiva eger, but according to what Tosfos says, that whenever you go through the mitzvah that the Torah demands, nasas mitzvah, so why don't you say the same thing? Chametz, the gam, hashpasasu b'chol dover, that's the mitzvah that say d'oraisa, so you should say even according to the Rabbanon, afron mutter, because this is nasas mitzvah for chametz. According to the Rabbanan, Hashmasasa b'chol davar, there's no mitzvah dafka to burn it. So if you destroy it in any way, it should be, the ashes should be mutter. Those are the two questions that Reb Chaim deals with. Number one, why did the Rambam say that you're going to get malchus if you bought chametz? It still should be putter because lav she'ein bo, lav she'ein taglase. And number two, Rabbi Kivir Eger asked on the tour, according to the Rabbanan, de Reb Yehuda, that Hashmasasa b'chol davar, after you are mashmasit b'chol davar, so then afron should be mutter. Why is Afron Aser? So explains Reb Chaim beautifully. He doesn't mean need my haskama. Explains Reb Chaim that Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan aren't just arguing about a technical detail, about how to get rid of your chametz. They're arguing about the fundamental mitzvah of Tashbisu. Is the mitzvah of destroying your chametz to destroy your chametz? Actively, demonstratively, kum va'aseh? Is that the mitzvah say d'oraisa what the Torah wants? Or is the mitzvah basically to make sure that you don't have chametz in your house? More of a passive. That's the mitzvah zaseh, to make sure it's not there. Says Reb Chaim, that's the machlokas. According to Reb Yehuda, that says, ain't be your chametz ela b'sreifa, you have to burn it. That's approach one. You need to destroy your chametz actively. And according to Reb Yehuda, it's called a lav hanitak la'aseh. Because that's an active asay, that's required. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Rabbanan. We do Rabbi Yehuda lechad chilo to be machmer for Yeshita. But we paskin like the Rabbanan. Who say ashpas also b'chol davar? That the root mitzvah is to make sure you don't have chametz in your house. Not to actively search and destroy. So if that's the mitzvah, as suggests Reb Chaim, that's not enough to be called a lav nitak la'aseh. To make sure you don't have chametz, that's not strong enough for nitak la'aseh, and that's why if you did a maisa, you would get malchus. And that also answers the other question. When do you say na'asis mitzvaso? When there's an active maisa that the Torah demands. But if it's just to make sure this is the state that you're in, so you're not going to have Ephron Mutter there. That's not going to be cool. Nasas mitzvaso. That's not enough of an action that is required. So that's the beauty of Reb Chaim here in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Velchus Chamisu Matza. Hari Mushavim Eid Devar Rambam. The Lokin Alavi De Lo Yerav Li Matze. Ta Tam De Lo Chash Alavi De Glase. Tzorach Lomar Mishum Da Hach Shu Desfira Le Hach Da Hach Tashbisu. Ikara Hu Isarase. Shalo Yei Lo Chamit. It's an Isarase. Vavi Kamo Kol Dvar Masurim Basay Velo Zase. Do Lavi Nita Glase. Vim Kim Lo Shayach Zos El Im Nema De Tashpasazo Bechol Davar. Mashayin Kiri Vise Bes Sreifa, he mitzvah hana'asis beguf ha'chefetz. V'yos pshita tabinitak laseh, kamo sreifas nosar, v'chadome. So, Baruch Hashem, we got to talk about the Reb Chaim right here before Pesach. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. So again, the first one on the list, sreifa is chametz v'pesach. Nets, v'truma temeya. Truma temeya must be burned. So, truma... Sorry? The afar is mutter because you don't have the, according to the Rabbanan, the principle of nasas mitzvaso does not apply. Nasas mitzvaso only applies when it's a real active requirement that you are doing. If it's just to make sure something is done, that is that you don't apply the principle of nasas mitzvaso. Truma Temeh is the next on the list. That also requires sreifa. So if you look in the list of nisrafin here, each one is for a different reason. Chametz of Pesach has to be burned. Why? Because there's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. Truma Temeah has to be burned because you're allowed to get benefit from Truma Temeah. Right? It's called Hana'as Kilui. Right? If it's Truma Tahara, I'm not allowed to destroy it. I have to eat it. I have to use it. Truma Temeah, there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to destroy it in a way that you can get benefit from. That is Truma Temeah. V'kilai Hakarem V'ha'arla. Sorry? Dafka for a Kohen. Only a Kohen is allowed to get benefit. Yes, Dafka a Kohen. Truma Temeya. Via Arlo of a Kilaya Karem, or the opposite, the Bach changes it. Kilaya Karem, the Bach changes it because the next phrase is going to be going on Arlo, so let's change it. The Kilaya Karem, Kilayim of the vineyard, right, different than Kilay Zraim, which are just Aser, but Kilaya Karem are Aser and also have to be burned. Pentukdash, again, the Torah special pasuk given. And Arla, Arlo must be burned. Eshadak and Lisrof, Lis Yisrof, Eshadak and Likaver, Likaver. But, Rashi says this is going on the line of Arla and Kilaya Karem, that the food, anything that's usually burned, which the Gemara is going to say, solids have to be burned. Anything that's usually buried, liquids aren't usually burned, so that has to be nikbar. I think we discussed what liquids have the status of arla. Maybe oil, maybe wine, right? Those still could have the status of arla, unlike other, on a daraisa level, unlike other liquids. So, again, so does people do this today? I haven't seen anybody burn their arla. So, if you look at the Chassam Sofer says, these items, arla and kilei akerem, are a kiyum but not a chiyuv. There's a kiyum daraisa, not a chiyuv daraisa, that's his suggestion. Different than, for example, chametz on Pesach, where there is a chiyuv. Vanir lin is daiti, he says this in the Tshuvas, arachayim simen kufbei. He says, Vanir lin is daiti, chiluk bin chametz l'shari surihana. The chametz mitzvah l'ashbiso b'mitzvah zaseh, the kol shaita v'shaita over b'mitzvah zaseh. Masha'enkein, shari surihana, afilu kilei akerem ba'arla, the asiminei. And even though the Torah says, pentukdash, still, it's only what we would call a kiyum. If you do it, you get a mitzvah. But not that you must do it. Lo nira li shei mitzvah levaro, ela imavaro be'esh mitzvah kavod. Shaharei, after all, the Rambam in Hilchos Arla does not quote this. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Arla doesn't quote this. It's only quoted in the end of Hilchos Psulei Mekdashim in the list of the Nisrafin. So therefore, the Chassam Sofer assumes that it's just a kiyum, and because it's only a kiyum and not a chiyuv, you know, we don't do it bizman hazeh, we just want to get rid of the isurei hana as quickly as possible. Right, to figure out a fire and burn it, it takes a little longer. And therefore, so the post can say, even the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you find chametz on Pesach. Let's say you find Rachman al-Islan. Right, let's say you did everything. That's not Rachman al-Islan. You found chametz on Pesach, you did bittul, you did everything, so you gotta get rid of it. So the Shulchan Aruch said, oh, okay, burn it. Burn it to find wood and the matches. As many post can say, just get rid of it ASAP. Even though it says to burn it, but that's a kiyum, fine. But we pass them like the Rabbana, Mikra Din, Ashpasa B'chol Davar. So because of the danger of just keeping it, as you're trying to figure out how to burn it, so just get rid of it. So here too, says that maybe Mistama just want to get rid of it. Gamlo Ra'isi Rabosai Nisharim Besreifas Priarla. So that's over. I didn't find it, see anybody, my Rabbeim, that are Makbid. And even if you want to say, maybe it was only because I lived in Chutz La'aretz and it was Arla's Chutz La'aretz, Mikomako Moha MS Nira Likin Iskala'el. But I think what I wrote is correct, and therefore there's no Chiyuv of Sreifas Arla and Kilei Akerem. It's just a Kiyum. And if it's a Kiyum, Bizman Hazeh, we're not, even though we do other Kiyum Daraises, we do wear tzitzis, according to those who say Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Salvechik of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Kiyum Daraisa. So again, we try to do all the Kiyumim that we can. Women shake a lulav, even though they don't have to, but that is the suggestion of the Chassam Sofer. Right, so leave it, yeah, and let it get, there's no, chiyuv to go and get it and burn it. Okay, right, just let it get rotten and then, it won't be edible anymore and then there won't be arla anymore. Continuing. Umalikin bapasa b'shemen shel truma. And again, like we said, you're allowed to be madlik in the burning process with pas and shemen shel truma, any type of shuma tumeya that you have. The Achronim say, the Netziv says that one should dafka burn it balayla when you're getting benefit from it, from the light. Burn it by yom, there's no. You're allowed to get benefit. Not only are you allowed to get benefit, you should get benefit from the truma tameya. Suggest the nitziv. Period. Next, kol hakashiv shishchadu chutzas vanim chutzam koman. Any karbanis that had problems, that had a machshava, chutzas vanim chutzam komo, pigol, pasul. Is any of those types of machshav is pasul the karban? Hare eli yisrof, they should be burned. Obviously, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell me nosar, because that's a beferish pasuk in the Torah. But a lot of these are learned out from nosar. Asham talui. And asham talui, which we're going to talk about a lot, Bez Hashem in Meseches Krisus. Asham talui is brought whenever I did an aveira. I possibly did an aveira that if I would know for sure I did it, that I would be chayv achatas. If I'm not sure if I did it, I bring an asham talui. So, fine. What happens in the middle of the process before I are makriv the asham talui? I find out that I did the aveira that I have to bring a chatas. An asham talui isn't motzi me in my aveira. It only, as the Gemara says, protects me from yisurin in the interim. That's what an asham talui does. But really, it's talui. But what happens if after I shechted it and before I did zrikas hadam, I found out that I actually did the aveira? So I have to bring a chatas. What happens to the karban? If I already did zrikas hadam, then it's a kosher karban. And even if I found that I did the aveira, it's a kosher karban. But if it was before zrikas hadam, it must be burned. That is what the Mishnah says. Asham tala yisareif. Rabbi Yehuda omer yikaver. He says, no, it must be it must be buried in Asham, and Asham Tali must be buried, because it is a Psuli HaMukdashin. Chatas Ha'of HaBa Al HaSafik. What about a Chatas Ha'of that comes Al HaSafik? That's the only type of bird, Chatas, that's brought Al HaSafik. Those are the cases of a Yoledes. She's not sure whether she had a baby or not. She's not sure, right, was it a baby? Was it too early? It wasn't a Vlad yet. So in those cases, you bring the Chatas Ha'of, but you don't eat it. Right, you sprinkle the blood, they do mitzvah on the Mizbeach, but it is not eaten. In that case, so tisaref, you have to burn it. Reb Yehuda Omer, yatilan la'ama. You just throw it into the ama, the aqueduct of liquid that is the pipe of liquid that's on the floor of the azara, and it kind of disintegrates while it's in the liquid. By the time it gets to the ends, Reb Yehuda just says in both places, you know, just get rid of it as soon as you can. Period. Next part of the Mishnah. Kol hanikbarim lo yisrafu v'chol nisrafen lo yikbaru. You can't, according to the Tanakhama, mix and match. Whatever must be buried cannot be burned. Whatever must be burned cannot be buried. Why is this? Why something that is burned? You would think burning is a higher level. Burning, you don't just bury, you gotta burn it. So why can't you take something that's nikbarim? Why can't you burn it? Rashi says, Rashi is on the opposite line. The opposite line, we'll talk about that in the Gemara. Anything that must be burned, you can't bury. Rashi says, Dilma Asi Inish Va'ashkach Luvakalahu. Similar to what we said, if it's supposed to be burned, so then you gotta get rid of it min ha'olam. Maybe somebody's gonna find it. And therefore, earlier in the Mishnah we had, if you have something that doesn't have any chiyuv, they're just asur b'hana, so it's better to bury it than to just have it walking around. But if something has to be burned, then you can't go down and then say, okay, I'll just bury it. The burning is obviously better than burying it in terms of people forgetting and getting benefit from it. That is what Rashi says. Kol nisrafen lo yikbru. Rebbe Akiva Eger here in the Gilui Nashas is bothered why Rashi has to say that reason. Why do you have to say that? Oh, if it has to be burned, you can't bury it. Says Rebbe Akiva Eger, cautiously. L'may tzarech taima lo zeh. Kivan de mitzvaso b'sreifa. Pshita lo yikaver. L'vata mitzvaso. Understand. It's a mitzvah to burn it. You know why you can't bury it? Because it's a mitzvah to burn it. I have to say, ah, because you might get anah. By these certain items here, it's a mitzvah to burn it. So what is he talking about? So maybe you could say, like what the Chassam Sofer just said, right? Maybe Chassam Sofer answers his father-in-law's question, Rabbi Akiva Eger's question, and that is, if it's a kiyum and not a chiyum, maybe that's the chiddush that you would have thought, that if it was just about mitzvah sabakach, that it's only a kiyum and not a chiyum. Kamash Malam Rashi says, explaining the Mishnah, that even without that, there's a reason that you should not bury it, because you might come to benefit from it. Okay, that's one answer. The Rishash gives another answer if you can look at, but we will continue. So the Tanakhama says you can't mix and match. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Imratzal Achra Alatzmo Listrofas Anikbarin Rashai. If you want to be machra on yourself to burn the nikbarin, that's a higher standard, and therefore Rashai Amrulo Eino Mutar Lashanos. They say no, you're not allowed to be Mishana, you have to do exactly what the Torah tells us to do. And one could say, it's in the Chefsa. The destiny of each of these Chefsas have a certain destiny. But these Chefsas have a certain destiny, and therefore you can't mix and match what the Torah foresees as their destiny. Okay, next. Says the Gemara, Seir Nazir Yikaver. The Mishnah said they have to bury the hair of a Nazir after it's cut off. So Rami Le Tevilah of Nachman, Tavi Ezra of Nachman. I guess this is not Tevi Avdo, from Maseches Brachas. This is just another Amora named Tevi. So Tevi Ezra of Nachman, Tanan, Seir HaNazir Yikaver, Vraminu. You have to bury the Seir Nazir. But we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Arla, Ha'oreg Melo Hasit. If somebody makes a baged and he uses a malo asit, which is the space between your thumb and your index finger, that area, mitzemer bechor, you use wool from a bechor, which is asur bana, bibeged, and a baged, you do like a baged. The baged has to be burned, because that's asur bana. Miseyar ha-nazir, if you use the hair of the nazir, upeta chamor, from the chamor, basak, on that type of material, you do like a sak, it has to be burned. So you see, what do you mean? How could our Mishnah say the Seir Nazir has to be buried? You see here in this Mishnah, in our law, that has to be burned. So Amar Leh, it depends. Kan b'Nazir Tamei, kan b'Nazir Tar. By a Nazir Tamei, where he became Tamei and has to start again, so that hair doesn't have to be burned, that has to be buried. What's the Torah talking about that you have to throw the hair under the Dut of the Shlamim? What has to be burned? That's by a regular Nazir that finishes Naziris, a Nazir Tahar, that is now leaving his state of Naziris. Amalei, Shanita Nazir Anazir, Petach Hamor, Petach Hamor Kasha. Fine, you answer the Stira in Nazir, what about Petach Hamor? The Mishnah said Petach Hamor must be buried, and here, Petach Hamor, the hair has to be burned. So Ishtik v'lamar le'vel midi. Rav Nachman didn't say a word. He didn't know. Amar le'i. So Rav Nachman says back, midi shami l'chaba? Did you hear anything about it? So Amar le'i, hachi amar v'sheshes. Yes, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I did. This is what Rav Sheshes told me. Kan besak, kan besayar. It depends, besak or besayar. Meaning, if it's a beged, if it's a whole material that you wove into something, so that has to be burned. Why? Because we're worried that's not going to disintegrate so quickly. And therefore we're worried people are going to find that in the ground and might come to use it. If it's stam hair that you're putting in the ground, that's not going to be around too long. That's going to be totally disintegrated. It's going to be to become disgusting and maybe not even there. Won't even be here anymore. And therefore, that can be buried. Period. The hair is the chachilah. Talk about the shear. Talk about. Look at the minchas chinuch on that mitzvah in Parshas Naso about the seir of the nazir. Itmar nami amar of Yosi Rabbi Chanina kan besak kan beseir Reb Lazar amar kan benazir toyer kan benazir tame. Same answers are given in the opposite order. Amar le yes the gemara liftal sak beruba. 1 second. Why don't we say bitol berov here? Or rather, Gras says, liftal sak lo garcinan. Right? Just say, amale baruba. Right? Why don't you just say, basically, you sewed in a little bit of hair of the petach hamor. You sewed in a little bit of hair. So why don't we say, it's batel barov. So tucked away here in the end of Temura are two very important roved issues. Remember we had on Daf Lamed, we had the Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, Tosfos Ve'idach. We said if an Isser Merubah Behetzer, according to the Mandamar Yesh Breira, why don't you just say you could take out a piece? So we say, no, that only works if it wasn't Nikar beforehand. But if it was Nikar beforehand, you can't do that. That's one Tosfos, crucially important. And over here, we'll see Rashi in a second. Tosfos said, the Gemara says, why don't you say it's Batel Barov? Amar Papa, Bitsi Parta. We're talking about a case where you made a bird. You made a picture of a bird on the Beged. Therefore, it's like Nikar HaIsser. And therefore, you can't just say it's batel. So the Gemara says, Siparta, Lish Lufinu. So just take it out. You see exactly where the strings are that you use that were usher. So why don't you just take it out? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, Damar, and Batel Akbar Lasva Lisrof, and it's like Gemara Mashoi. No, it's all about Rabbi Yehuda. That if you want to be machmir on yourself to burn those that which should be buried, you can. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that would say that this Shita. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda would say this? We said that there's a way out. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if there's a way out, you should follow the way out. Rabbi Yehuda only says if there's no way out. Instead of burying it, you could burn it. But even he would say if you could take it apart, you should take it apart. So, you're right. This is what I meant. If you could take it apart, mutav. V'imlav, if you cannot take it apart, maybe it's not clear exactly, maybe you used other strings also, you're not sure exactly which ones were the usher ones, so then, ukmek Rabbi Yehuda d'amar matzalach ralatzmol, lisrof es anegbarin rashoi. So, if you can't take it out, then maybe that's what it's talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Rashi asks, v'ikasha in dibraskol libata baruba. Rashi says, we say in a Maseches Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amabez, the Gemara there says, if you have a beged that you sewed kilayim into, beged shavad bo kilayim, harei ze lo yimkarenu lo'ovdei kochavim, you can't sell it to a non-Jew because he might sell it back to a Jew. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbi, or ask Rashi on that Gemara, V'yamai asur l'mochro v'libata hu chud baruba ki yechad erin en hacha. Just like we asked here, it should be bata barov, and we said it's not bata barov because it's nikar ha'isr. So too over there, why do you say bata barov by kilayim? What's the difference between petach hamor and seir nazir and kilayim? Answers Rashi, what Tosfos answers over there. Rashi right here, halav pirchahi, de bikilayim lo amar libata baruba, de ikar iser kilayim lo aser Torah elachai de taroves. Kilayim's all about being mixed in. That's the iser. It's not that you have something that's aser, and then it becomes batel and something that's mutter. Kilayim, you have two mutter items that when they're put together, so then become aser. You don't say bitel there. There's no bitel by two items that are mutter, and when they come together, it's Nasar bitaroves. That's why you don't have bito by kilayim. That's what Rashi says right here, and that's what Tosfos says in Maseches Nida on Samach Aleph Mabes. So loshak bito barov elak sheisr murav beheter. Avo kilayim sheshneim heter v'nasar na ditaroves kachasar amruba kamo amuat. there is an obvious question on Rashi and Tosfos that they don't deal with. And that is, you're telling me there's no bittul by two items that are mutter and they only become usr when they're together? There's another example of that. Basa b'chalav, exactly. What about basa b'chalav? So Tosfos doesn't deal with that. The Rush. The Rush and Nida over there on the Samach Aleph says, so what about basa b'chalav? There's bittul by basa b'chalav, even though those two things are mutter and they're only nasar adei tarobes. So the Rush says, Shiny Hassam, the Derek Bishol Asra Torah, below Mikri, Basa Bechalov, below Nesinas Tam. It's a special din by Basa Bechalov. So it's a special din by Kilayim. Kilayim is an exception to the rule, and Basa Bechalov is an exception to that rule. Basa Bechalov is different because Derek Bishol Asra Torah. And that means Nesinas Tam. And if there's no Nesinas Tam, so then that's not called Basa Bechalov. It's not that it's Batel. It's not called Basa Bechalov if there's no Nesinas Tam. Very important. Rashi and Tosfos and Rush. Okay. We continue. The Elohim Hanisrafin. These are the items that have to be burned. As we said, that's why it's on this list. Truma what does it mean? Whatever normally burned is burned. Whatever normally is buried is buried. Ochlin bisreifa, mashkin bikfura. Solids are burned and liquids are buried. Period. Chata sa'of v'chulu. Tanya am Rabbi Yehuda. Chata sa'of ha'baal ha'safek. A chata sa'of that's baal ha'safek. Remember, chata sa'of that's baal vadai. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, ein l'mizbeach el adama. Your mematza the dam on the mizbeach and the coin gets the rest of it. It's kachay kachim. But chata sa'of ha'baal ha'safek, coin can't eat. Because maybe it's nevela. If you did malika and you didn't have to do it, so then it's nevela. So chadis abaval safek yetzilan la ama. You throw it into the ama umenatcha aver and it becomes disintegrated. Vizarkan la ama umizgalgeles veholechas lanachal kidron and it goes out and it becomes disintegrated. And that's what you do according to Rabbi Yehuda. Next kolanik baran lo yisarfu my time. Why does the Tanakhama say that you shouldn't bury those things that should be burned and vice versa? My time, mishum, dinik baran efron aser v'nisraf and efron mutter. And therefore, you don't want to mix and match. If you have a nikbarin whose efer is aser, then you're going to get confused. And therefore, you should do exactly what the Torah demands. This is where Tosfos says, it's printed on the earlier daf. This is where Tosfos says, why? What's the difference? Why if you bury something and then somehow, if you burn something that was supposed to be buried, its afer is still going to be usser. Why? What's the difference? That's what Tosfos says over there. Dinisrafin kivan shetziva hakasiv l'sarfon. Since the Torah told you to burn it. Acher sha'asa ki'ilu na'asiz mitzvaso. Ve'en l'chadavar sha'asiz mitzvaso amalin bo. You never fulfill the mitzvah, then you still owe me ilah hachanami. So you compare, kiva nasid mitzvah lohalachi surei. You compare something that's aser bahana and has to be burned, and in that case, whatever the ashes are mutter, just like so too me'ilah, you don't find anything that's aser mitzvah and mo'al limbo. All the achronim ask on this tosis, what's the connection? If you have something that's aser bahana and you have a mitzvah to burn it, so the ashes are going to be mutter. What does that have to do with me'ilah? You violate me'ilah, and it's chulin afterwards. Tosfos is giving that parallel. What's the comparison between the two? Ask the stipler in Maseches Pesachim in Simen Yud Gimel. He says, I don't understand what the difference is. He says, to be emes, hatam shekazva Tosfos, to be nisrav and efer motor, mishad natas mitzvason, lachor tamua, to dina denatas mitzvason, lo ashkechan ela bekarbonos vehekdeshos, ava bekoli suri hana'a, atu kol isr shalahemu mishum shem mitzvason besreifa. What, the Kilai Akerem and Arla, it's all about burning it? No. The Lachor Mashma Ifcha. There's a mitzvah Sreifa because it's Aser Bahanah. It's not that there's a mitzvah to burn it per se. So he's bothered by this comparison that Tosfos has. You're comparing Yisuri Hanah, where the mitzvah to burn it is just because it's Aser Bahanah, versus other examples where, let's say, Psuli HaMukdashim, where, or other cases where there's a mitzvah to burn it. And then he quotes the difference between that and Chametz Pesach, where there is a Mrs. Asay to burn it. Either way, that is the that's what he discusses. You could have an Isser Hana'ah and not have a mitzvah to burn it. For example, he says Chametz of a Yisrael, Chametz of a guy in your Rishus. Chametz of a guy in your Rishus. It could be that it's Aser Bahana'ah, but you don't have a mitzvah to burn it. Right? So anyway, see, that's an important stipler. He talks about the comparison that Tosfos makes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, v'nikbarin, efron asur. So nikbarin, is that true? Anything that's buried, it's efer, is asur. V'yatanya, damanida, u'basar hamesh, nifrachu tahorin. If a basar hamesh becomes totally broken up, and into pieces, it's tahar. It's not tameh anymore. Ma'alav tahar and mutar. Doesn't that mean it's not only tahar mitum asmeis, but it's mutar bahana lo tahar and basurin. It's tahar. It's not called mace anymore, but it's still for tumas mace, but it's still asubana. Masav Rav Pinchas, olas haof shenis matzah dama. After you do the avoda of an olas haof, murasa v'notza shalah, yatsu medei me'ila, the rest of its body is not, you don't violate me'ila anymore, after you did the avoda. So my love, yatsu medei me'ila umutarin, isn't it yatsu medei me'ila, and it is mutter. So right again, which shows nikbarin is mutter. Lo, yatsu medei me'ila vasurin. No. It's now me'ila, but it's aser. It's interesting. You could have an iser hana'a that's not me'ila. Me'ila is a one type of iser hana'a. Something could be a more generic iser hana'a, and though it does not violate me'ila. Period. The achronim ask, you know there's an answer to this question, but we know a mace is aser b'hana'a. A mace, a corpse, it's a mitzvah to bury it, aser b'hana'a. So somebody asked the note to be Yehuda, but why don't we say nasis mitzvaso? Just like the Rabbi Kiva Eger asked on the tour, right? It's a mitzvah to burn chametz, to do whatever you can with chametz, right? Therefore, it should be nasa mitzvaso. So somebody has to know to be Yehuda. Nasa mitzvaso. After you bury somebody, so they should be mutter b'hana after you bury them. It says to know to be Yehuda, come on. There's a difference between nasa mitzvaso by other things that you bury and nasa mitzvaso by a mace. The nasa mitzvaso by a mace, says to know to be Yehuda, is result-oriented. The second that you would take him out, you would be undoing the mitzvah that you did. So that's an eternal nasas mitzvaso. And that's why there's a whole serious issue of likrat samos. Because that would be undoing the mitzvah's kfirah. It's not that you finished the mitzvah. Okay, done. No, done. That's why let's say putting, it doesn't add this, but I'm adding this. Let's say putting up a tziyun is a continuation of the mitzvah of kfirah. Because this is also preventing anyone from coming and doing anything. It's a continuous nasas mitzvaso. And therefore, you cannot compare mace and others. A lot more. If you want to look it up, it's another Behud in Yeridaya, Simin Tzadik. Okay, let's continue. Vinisraf and Dehekta Shefen Mutter. So we asked about one half of the statement. Let's go to the other half of the statement. Vinisraf and Dehektish, Efren Mutter. After something is burned, its ashes is always Mutter. If it had to be burned, Vatanya. Call it Nisraf and Afren Mutter. All Nisraf and Efren Mutter. Chutz! Me Efren Asherah, of Efren Dehektish, La'olam Aser. Except for the ashes of an Asherah tree, of an Avodah Zarah tree, or the Efren of Hektish, which is always Aser. And the Gemara just says parenthetically, Umerev hu delo ka'arev lehu v'tani lehu. It didn't put Asherah and Efer Hektish together because Mishum da Asherah yesh lo b'teleh bo v'kochavim. In Asherah, if a goy ever is mevatel yevod azarah, that could become mutter. And that's why it doesn't say lo olam aser by Asherah. Hektish ain lo b'teleh olamis. But Hektish, there's no bittel ever. Once it has the status of Hektish and you have to burn it, but look what you see from there. Tani miha, Efer Hektish lo olam aser. So how can we say that every time there's a nisrafin, it's nasas mitzvaso, and it's Efer is mutter? You have a brisa here that says, Efer Hektish is always aser. So the Gemara answers, two answers. First answer, Amar Rami Bar Chama, could go into nafla deleka ba'atzei Hektish me'eleha. The case that it's aser is where you didn't burn it because of a mitzvah. There was a fire in the Beis HaMikdash. Rachman al-Islan. There was a fire and some stuff got burned. So that those ashes are still aser. Why? The Gemara takes out the next four words. Delo avi inish, delimol, delefik afren lechulin. There are two ways that we would say that something is now chulin and mutter. Either somebody violated mi'ila, and the halacha by mi'ila is yotze lechulin, or number two, somebody did exactly what they were supposed to do, nasas mitzvaso. So in this case, where something just started burning, neither happened. Nobody violated mi'ila, that's what the Gemara says. Nobody violated mi'ila, they don't go out to chulin, and also there was no nasas mitzvaso. Just a fire happens, Rahman al-Islan. So that's why, that's the case. Normally, by Hektish, if you burn it, Nasas Mitzvaso, but here, you're not going to see Nasas Mitzvaso. Period, answer one. The answer number two, of Shmaya Amar, Kitanya Hamas Nisa, when do we say it's Aser B'Trumas HaDeshen, Dafka by Trumas HaDeshen, Trumas HaDeshen Tanya, Dola Olam Aser, because the Trumas HaDeshen is always Aser, the Tanya, because the Brisa says, Visamo, you have a mitzvah to take the Trumas HaDeshen every morning and place it next to the Mizbeach, to the east side of the ramp. Visamo, you have to put it there and leave it there and not get benefit from it. Visamo Benachas, you have to put it down softly. Visamo Kulo, you have to put it down the whole thing. The Gra says an entire Kometz. B'samush le'fazer. And you have to put it down so it doesn't get scattered all over the place. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam passes like this Gemara. The Rambam Menuchas Psuli HaMakdashim says that this is the only one. This is an exception to the rule. The Rambam says, Kol anik barin afron asur. V'kol anis srafin shel hektash afron mutter. Anything that you have to burn. If you burn Psuli HaMakdashim, the ashes are mutter. Chutz mideshen hamizbeach hachitzon v'hapnimi v'dishon hamenorah. Those items are still usher. The deshen, the ashes of the mizbeach hachitzon, pnimi, and disha menorah. So the Ravid asks, he says, all the ashes? The Ravid says it like it's all the ashes, the deshen. The Ravid says, no, the harumas hadeshen, what you took out, shumas hadeshen, all the ashes of the mizbeach are usher. I don't think that, but the Ravid quotes that. And he says, the Kesemisha says, Nirish Ataim Olomar, Shalomar Asr, El Adeshin, Shayamarim, Kohen Bechol Yom. That's what the Ravid says. And the Rambam assumes that Deshin doesn't mean the Trumas Adeshin here, it means all the Adeshin. That's what it seems to be. There is a beautiful Tosefes Bracha, the Torah Tamima, writes in the Tosefes Bracha in a Sefer on Parshas Naso. It says, Yisla Hashem Panim Elecha, V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. The same word as we're in here, V'samu. V'yaseim Lecha Shalom, the same verb. I was going to bring it. I made a copy of it, but I forgot it. But the Tzavis Bracha says, having peace is a tremendous bracha. But there are, we had a similar vart about this, with different sources, but I've never used this one. Having peace, you can have peace very easily if two people are always far away from each other. Then they have a wonder, they never get into fights. Two people are on two opposite sides of the world, that's a great way to keep peace. Right? Good fences make good neighbors. Right? That's one type of peace. The other type of peace is if there is a danger. If there's a common danger, so then there's a tsara, then you gotta stick together. You gotta have actos, like on the teva. Like on the table. The animals came together, they had shalom, because they had, they had it was a terrible situation, and ain brera. But the ultimate shalom is not that. Yisa shampani v'elach v'yasin l'cha shalom. What's the ultimate peace? What does Agamara say? V'samu benachas. When it's benachas, when there's no tsaris, it's calm, it's beautiful. V'samu kulo, it's everybody together. And v'samu shalifazer, they're not scattered around. They're not far away from each other and distant. And that's why you have peace. No. Shalom is the opposite when you have everybody together. And that's what, just to end off, that's what we mentioned in the past, the beautiful thought of Rav Meir Shapiro, as we finish off another Masechta in Daf Yomi. Rav Meir Shapiro says on the Gemara in Zvachim Kuftes Zayin, where the Umos Ha'olam come to Bilam HaRasha, and they say, Bilam, what's going on here? B'shas Matan Torah. Is there another mabul going on? And Bilam says, no, there's another. Hashem already promised no mabul. They said, oh, he only promised no mabul of water. Maybe there'll be a mabul of fire. So Bilam says, no, Hashem's just giving the Torah. So they say, oh, really? Right, Hashem owes the Amo Yitain, Bilam says. And they answer, Hashem Yivarach Amo Bashalom. He does the Tosefes Bracha doesn't connect it, but you could connect this beautiful vart. Why did they think there was a mabul happening? Why do you think there was a mabul happening? There was Matan Torah. Why do you think there's a mabul happening? So explains Rav Meir Shapiro exactly this part. There are two types of shalom, two types of achdus. There's shalom mitoch tsaris, like there was at the mabul, and then there's shalom mitoch, a common goal and a common vision and common values. Like there will be v'garz evim kevesh. That's going to be different than was at the mabul, because then there's not going to be a tsara. And that's what Bilam says. They saw v'yichon sham yisrael neged ahar. They see the achdus. They say, Bilam, what's going on here? Is there another mabul? And he says, no, Hashem Yivarach Hazama Bashalom, it's a Torah type of Achdus, and it's exactly the Shalom that's talking about here. V'samo Benachas, V'samo Shalom Yefazer, and we should be Zochet to that Shalom in Bimheira, in our time as well. Hadron Alach, Yish B'Kachim Yizbeach, Tzim Mesechus Temura, and Beth Hashem, we start Mesechus Krisus, but tomorrow there are very large dafim in Mesechus Krisus. So we got our work cut out for us, Beth Hashem, we continue with Mesechus Krisus tomorrow.